I've been showing here since 2009, showing milking shorthorns. I bought my first cow when I was in college, that took a few years to develop the right kind of animal to be able to exhibit down here at World Dairy Expo.
And then, Kristen, you kind of married into this deal, or did you have some interest? Or
I've actually been doing this a lot longer than him. This is my 33rd year, which I should not say on the radio, at World Dairy Expo. I've been coming every year. I'm third generation showing here. My grandfather showed, my parents showed, and now I show.
What a great day yesterday.
Oh, yesterday was phenomenal. It makes all the hard work, 365 days a year, worth it to have days like yesterday. We brought five cows to World Dairy Expo, and we are going home with a first, a second, two thirds, and an eighth place.
Did it meet your expectations, or do you kind of go in with a little vision of what you want to do? Or
we did well at Minnesota State Fair, so we knew that a couple of the cows were pretty good, and we had other cows that did well too, so the whole day was just awesome.
Corey, talk about preparing for an event like this. What is it like behind the scenes, something that maybe we don't understand?
Well, like Kristen said, it's a 365-day-a-year process, working with the cows, getting them bred right, getting them calved, and taking care of them every day to be in the perfect condition for the day of the show, and then all the preparations at the show, keeping them fed and doing well here. It's a long process.
And then recently you guys had a chance to build a new facility, is that correct?
Yeah, we actually built a new barn and started milking there in January. Prior to that, our cows were housed elsewhere at neighboring farms, and got to bring them all home and take care of them all ourselves, which is a great feeling to have them all together.
You mentioned being here at World Dairy. What are some of the highlights besides showing for you?
Having kind of grown up in the barns, I've got friends from all over the country that I get to see once a year, from California, from Massachusetts, and this is the only time I get to see them. So it's really fun to be able to come together, and then we have everything in common with them. So that's my second favorite part behind showing, is seeing everybody.